Koalas? You're planting trees for koalas? Where are you planting them?
I'm sorry.
It's all right. So you're planting the trees for the koalas because they are in trouble?
Yeah.
They need your trees?
I like them.
So, it's all right. So, we're not surprised your finger hurts. In other words, when you have a cause that is important to you, and without knowing it, it's been an upstream cause, do you think that you're planting the trees for these beasts out of a knowledge of their well-being or about a fear of their not well-being?
Well, there are fewer of them around where I live now than there used to be. And it was such a joy to see them.
So you feel responsible to them? What will happen if you don't plant any more trees? What will happen to them?
There will be fewer of them around.
So it is a sort of effort to save them?
Yeah.
And single-handedly is sort of hard, yes?
Mm. Well, there's a block of land I'd like to have so that I could plant 1,000 trees on it and live there.
So you're getting the sense of this? In other words, the longer we visit, the more mm-hmm. the vibrational reason comes to being, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So now you say, there's this thing that I really, really want, mm-hmm. but for some reason, I'm stuck on the upstream side of it. In other mm-hmm. words, I'm planting the tree. In other words, when you're in alignment with something, the universe helps you. Mm-hmm. When you hold this vision and you get in alignment with it, suddenly you're not the only one planting trees. Mm-hmm. Suddenly there's a movement for planting trees. Mm-hmm. Suddenly many people get involved and there are many sections of land set aside and the bears begin to move freely and everything begins to improve. But when you feel single-handed in it, oh, mm-hmm. there it is again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have that other hand, do you?
No.
So all you have to do, you have a very bright, beautiful vibrational escrow over here.
Thank you.
So when you are thinking about this project and taking this little hiatus from it, mm-hmm. say to yourself, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And tell us, if you will, please, why are you doing it? Why are you planting the trees? Get into the microphone.
I want to create a beautiful environment for a home with lots of trees, encourage the koalas, the native birds. I want to live somewhere that's beautiful.
All right. Now, it sounded pretty good, didn't feel too good. So now, tell us all of that and try to make it as downstream as you can. I love nature. I love beautiful things.
I love flowering gardens.
I live in a place where nature is abundant.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a place where it comes easily, yes?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the process of it.
Mm-hmm.
I do it for my own pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Some days I do more than others. Mm-hmm. In other words, what you're wanting to do is find a more relaxed stanza. It feels to us that you've taken on this project and you can't get anybody to really help you and you're sort of going after it on your own, and the harder you work, the tireder you get, and the tireder you get, the fewer people help you, until you're just sort of worn out and you feel defeated about the project, you see. And in your sensation of feeling defeated about the project, now mm-hmm. your physical apparatus is manifesting exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
And so now you know what to do.
Yeah.
Line up the energy first.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a downstream proposition to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Let ideas begin to flow, and you'll feel the shift take place within you. And our encouragement is, don't go back to the effort of planting the trees until you really feel inspired to do it from your joyful place. Say things to yourself like, they got along without me before I got involved in this, and they're probably doing fine now, and I just wanted to co-create with them, and I'm not essential to their experience, and they'll be all right either way, but it sure is fun to play with them, and I sure do like nature, and I sure do like the way it responds to me, and mm-hmm. I'm intuitive about it. I have really a green thumb, a swollen index finger, but a very green thumb. And I'm really doing very well in this. And I'm mm-hmm. glad that I've had this opportunity. I'm glad that my physical body gave mm-hmm. me some awareness about something that's so important to me, because now I'm mm-hmm. aware of it. Now I can really turn my thoughts towards something and really begin to connect with the power of the universe. And mm-hmm. when I think about it, how many trees could I really plant? And I was trying to do this with action. And now my blessed finger has helped me to realize that it was never a project about action. This is a much bigger project than me and my action and the paltry handful of people that I could harass into helping me could accomplish. This is something that must be done vibrationally, just mm-hmm. as my finger feeling better is something that I must do vibrationally. So as I bring myself into alignment and I feel the relief in my physical apparatus, I will then know that I've come into alignment with the other, and then I am fully expecting the resources of the universe to open up and assist me in this very important and very life-changing and very wonderful decision that I've made about what I want to do on this planet at this time. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Good time for segment of refreshment. We are finished.